here's a story from The World.
The Vatican is causing quite a stir. In a recent statement, the Catholic Church said priests cannot bless same-sex unions because God, quote, cannot bless sin. Pope Francis signed off on this. It's an affirmation of long-held church teachings, but it's prompting some non-traditional reactions from across the globe. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
Since his election, Pope Francis has made headlines for his seemingly modern views on LGBTQ issues.
The pontiff says that he endorses same-sex civil unions.
Reaching out to gay Catholics in a way no pope has ever done before.
Saying, quote, homosexual people have the right to be in a family.
Because of these stray comments over the past 8 years, some people were surprised that Pope Francis would support this anti-LGBTQ decree. But Jamie Manson, a queer Catholic, has been paying close attention to the Pope's stance. To her, this was not a revelation.
Pope Francis very regularly pitted the love of heterosexual couples over the love of same-sex couples. So I wasn't surprised. I honestly was quite relieved because it was time for some institutional honesty.
Manson is the president of Catholics for Choice, a progressive nonprofit based in D.C. While she welcomes the honesty, she says the Vatican statement could have dangerous global consequences, including for the LGBTQ community outside of the church.
This could lead very easily to hate speech, to policies that condemn homosexuality, to LGBTQ people being put in prison or even put to death. So that's what I try to say to people who think these doctrines don't matter to them or they can just, you know, ignore them, is you can't ignore the power of the church because it is a global force.
You can't ignore the church, but some people inside the church are saying they're not going to listen either. Unprecedented numbers of priests and bishops around the world have said they're going to continue blessing same-sex couples, no matter what the Vatican says.
We have to respect what Rome says, but respect doesn't mean to accept.
Gregor Maria Hoff is a theologian in Germany. There, he serves as a consultant to a group of German bishops who are formally reevaluating major aspects of the church, including its stance on sexuality. The process is known as the Synodal Way. Hoff and the bishops believe the Vatican statement last week was a direct response to their recent discussions on LGBTQ people in the church.
To state this now is an attempt to destroy the Synodal Way in Germany. Yeah?
Conservative Catholics have long criticized the Synodal Way, which started back in 2019. One of its pillars is including everyday Catholics in conversation with members of the clergy. Hoff said in these meetings, everyone is given the same platform.
It's the performance of participation. It's the performance of empowerment by discussing with each other. And a bishop has the same 2 minutes like a student which is 18 years old.
This format is a major pivot from Catholic tradition, where laity don't typically have much power. Vatican watchers say Rome wants to keep it that way, and agree that last week's statement was perhaps meant to put the German bishops in their place. Hoff says it didn't work.
We will not leave this synodal path. No, not at all. Not at all.
Catholic clergy in other parts of the world have also criticized the Pope's decree, including in Australia, the U.S., and Belgium. Father Helmut Schuller in Austria says this type of dissent is striking.
In former times, they tried to keep quiet, but now bishops were very clear in contraposition to this statement. I think that's a new quality to have dispute with the Roman bureaucracy.
Father Schuller is no stranger to disputes with the Vatican. He leads a group of self-described rebel priests in Austria called the Parish Priests Initiative. Its 400 members want to reform the church and update its teachings to fit into modern society. In part, that means continuing to support the LGBTQ community.
We had started to celebrate God's blessing with same-sex couples, and we think that's a very important pastoral service. It is very important to be with people with homosexual orientation, to give them signals that we want to change the position of our church.
Previous popes may have disciplined members of the hierarchy for refusing to comply, but not Pope Francis. Jamie Manson from Catholics for Choice says this lack of punishment could be the Pope's way of encouraging a dialogue that will impact the church's future.
Not in his lifetime, but I think he's creating the conditions for some sort of dissension, and that is new.
Manson, along with Hoff and Father Schuller, don't believe the increasing dissension among some Catholics will lead to a formal break with the church. But consulting theologian Gregor Maria Hoff says resistance in the church will continue to grow.
There's energy in this, and there's a need for change.
For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.